There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Cityscape beginning today, and Dubai real estate authorities say they're cracking down on unscrupulous practices by brokers. Paul Kelly is operations director at one of the city's biggest real estate brokers, Allsop and Allsop, and he joins us on the line. Paul, just how serious an issue is this?
Well, it's obviously a serious issue, I think, for those that are involved. I don't think it's a serious issue in terms of everyone that goes to Cityscape is getting chased down corridors and chased through car parking lots, but it's a case of one person being chased down a corridor and through a parking lot is too many, really. As Hendra was saying, for the image of Dubai and Dubai real estate, it's not. And for the image of, again, as Hendra referenced, all the good, decent brokers in the market, we're all embarrassed by that kind of practice. And I'd hedge a bet that the exhibitors themselves that have hired the brokers to go on the stands or the freelancers to go on the stands, they're probably embarrassed themselves as well that someone's portraying their development and their project in such a way that someone's running through a car park because they think that if they chase someone through a car park, all of a sudden someone's going to turn around and decide to do the deal after all. So, like I said, I don't think it's not that everyone that goes to Cityscape's getting chased, but one person being chased is too many.
Paul, what have you actually seen before in the past?
It's not funny that it's happened, but I have not actually witnessed this. So when the circular came around yesterday, I did have a little chuckle because I was trying to picture in my head this crazy scene of people being chased through car parks. Honestly, this is why I say I don't think it's a widespread issue. I've genuinely never seen that happen myself. I believe it has happened, and I've heard anecdotes and stories, and obviously Rio and the Land Department feel strongly enough about it that they've had to issue this circular. But on a personal level, I've never witnessed it myself.
But you guys are property salesmen, so have you got guidelines for the people working for you, whether they're in-house or freelance, behaviour?
We do have guidelines. We don't have any freelance people working for us. Again, like Hen said, every real estate broker has to do an exam every year. So when they start in real estate, they do the exam, and they're not allowed to practice real estate until they've completed the exam, and then every year they need to do the exam again to keep the qualification. And within that, there is a code of ethics and moral guidelines. But I think this goes, honestly, I don't think you need a code of ethics or guidelines to know not to chase someone into a car park. It's crazy if you think about it. But yeah, the answer is yes. There is a code of ethics and morals, and as well as what the Land Department do at Allsop and Allsop, we have our own training department, so we look to train people in the correct ways to behave and obviously not enter into these kind of practices.
When we just spoke with Hendal Mari from the Dubai Real Estate Institute, fascinating interview that Brandy did with her, she talked about a number of different transgressions. The one grabbing the headlines is chasing people through car parks. But others she mentioned were cold calling and also, and this surprised us, taxi drivers brokering illegal real estate deals. Let's deal with those in turn. First of all, cold calling. We've spoken about it before, Paul, but what's the situation?
It does still happen, unfortunately. Not through Allsop and Allsop, but it is still a problem in the market. We know that because just operating within the market, we talk to a lot of homeowners that we deal with, and they comment to us how they're fed up with receiving not just cold calls, but emails, SMSs, WhatsApps, et cetera, et cetera. However, what I would say about that is, again, through RERA guidelines and initiatives, I don't think it's as bad as it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So we are on the road to fixing it, if that's the right way to put it. But we are on the road to reducing the number of cold calls in the market. But yeah, it does still go on.
And finally, this issue of taxi drivers brokering deals. That sounds a bit Wild West. It sounds a little bit 2005. What do you know about this? Not just taxi drivers, but any unlicensed broker doing illegal deals on the side. How prevalent is that?
Well, yeah, the taxi driver one again. Maybe I'm a bit naive in the market, but I've never experienced a taxi driver trying to deal with Allsop and Allsop to do a deal. But if we take the wider, the freelance angle, we do have people that come to us who say, oh, my friend wants to buy real estate or my friend wants to sell. Can you deal with them and pay me, give me some of the commission? Which we're not allowed to do. We can't do, again, RERA guidelines. Unless someone's a RERA registered broker, you're not allowed to broker a real estate deal, and you're not allowed to be paid any form of commission on a real estate deal. However, people do see it as a way to try and get some extra cash in their pocket, or they think if they approach the broker will say, oh yeah, I need a deal, I'll get some commission, I'll give you some of this. So I can imagine it does happen.
We've had a number of questions in on this. One of them comes from a fellow real estate broker of yours, Harry Tregoning, asks, some staff on developer stands are not RERA licensed. How does this work? You've mentioned a couple of times the word freelancers. I thought all real estate brokers like you had to be licensed in Dubai, but is there a kind of grey area for temporary staff?
I don't know, is the honest answer. So obviously not within day-to-day real estate and real estate offices and people operating in the market. I'm not 100% sure on exhibitions and stands and things like Cityscape, whether there is, I don't know, a temporary license or people are allowed to just to increase the numbers to have it. Because Cityscape, it's a huge thing every year. There's hundreds and thousands of people that come through the doors. So I can imagine that developers or exhibitors will need extra staff to be able to cope with the footfall and the people that might be visiting the stands. So my honest answer is I don't know, but I can imagine maybe this is where the grey area comes up, and this is maybe why Cityscape, you do get the more dodgy kind of practices of people, because there may be people that are on the stands in Cityscape that aren't in the real estate market every day and maybe don't know how to conduct themselves as a real estate agent.
What does this warning actually say about the state of the market at the moment, Paul? I mean, we know that the real estate market is soft. Are you expecting to see a lot of deals at Cityscape? Might brokers and developers have to try a little harder?
And you've got about 15 seconds to answer that, Paul.
The off-plan market is up 6% so far this year, so I don't think it's a sign of the market. I think it's a sign of the individual rather than the market.
Paul, great talking to you. Busy day for you. We'll let you get down to the World Trade Center. Paul Kelly, Operations Director at Allsop and Allsop.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.